Επί προσευχή στο θητή.
Εις μούρεν επόσι. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the old holy apostles, many proven righteous men have desired to see the thing which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the thing which you hear and have not heard them. But as for blessed are your eyes for they see and hear, for they may be worthy to hear, to act according to the Gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember, O also our Master, of bidden and remembrance supplication, that pre which are prepared the Lord our God, those have already fallen on a sleep, report them more, seek heal them, for you are the life of us all, salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the ego of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
Μεταβόβο Θεό, ακούσομεν το Άγιο Ευαγγέλιο.
Εφες μαρούτεν και εφες νύχνε βράνε ψάις εν τένι κομ κύριε φλόγιστον εκ το κατά μάρκον αγένε φαγγίνον τον ανοσμά.
Ξάσι κύριε.
Fear of God, and let us hear the Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. A reading from the Psalms of our father David, the prophet and king. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad.
Alleluia.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, Word of glory forever. Amen. And again he entered Capernaum after some days, and it was heard that he was in the house. Immediately many gathered together, so that there was no longer room to receive them, not even near the door. And he preached the word to them. Then they came to him, bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men. And when they could not come near him because of the crowd, they uncovered the roof where he was. So when they had broken through, they let down the bed on which the paralytic was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven you." And some of the scribes were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, "Why does this man speak blasphemies like this? Who can forgive sins but God alone?" But immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves, he said to them, "Why do you reason about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven you,' or to say, 'Arise, take up your bed and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins," he said to the paralytic, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go your way to your house." Immediately he arose and took up the bed, and went out in the presence of them all, so that all were amazed and glorified God, saying, "We never saw anything like this."
Glory be to God forever.
Stay here, or let me stay here, and remove your phone. Put your phone on the side. Please, don't use your phone.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, the first week of month of Baba, And today, as we listen to the gospel today, the gospel is about the paralytic man who descended from the roof. The four friends who carry me to Christ. Then they came to him bringing a paralytic who was carried by four men, and when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." So easily, like some like people, you can imagine that someone is a paralytic. And he heard about, like, there is Jesus here. Oh, but I can't move. I can't walk. I can't do anything. So he said, like, to himself, like, "I'm so depressed. Like, as I need to go to God, to Jesus Christ, but I can't." And because he has four friends, good friends, they came to him. And they said, like, "What do you need?" Like, he said, like, I have an issue. I have a problem. I heard that Jesus Christ wasn't, like, here in Capernaum, in a house. He's beside me. But I can't go. I can't. I have an issue. I have a problem. I can't go, you see? I'm paralyzed. It's exactly like a man who has a sin. He's totally paralyzed. When my soul has a sin, and I'm fighting with the sin, I'm a total paralyzed. A sinner who desires to repent, but I can't. A lot of people come to confession and say, "Abuna, it's been a long time, months and months, I'm fighting myself to come to you to confess, but I can't, because it's so hard to come to you, like, to confess. I have an issue inside me, but I am like a paralyzed. I can't come to the church, I can't come to you, I can't confess. It's so hard to tell you, for example, what is in my heart. It's shame." Saint Cyril of Alexandria, he said something. "The paralyzed of the body is an image of a paralyzed of the soul, for sin loosens the sinews of the heart and makes the will powerless." It means, like, if I have a sin inside me, it's pushed me to, I have powerless to go to the church, to pray, to come to my Father of Confession. It's the same. Like a paralyzed man, he couldn't go anywhere. And he was asking, "Any help?" And he was raising his hand, like, "Any help? I need a help. I need anyone can help me." And the four friends came to him. First friend, he was the Word of God. When you feel weak, when you feel weak, open the Bible immediately. "Oh, how I can read the Word of God if it's shameless, like shame. I have a shame inside my heart. I can't go to open the Bible. I can read the Word of God. Yes, this is the Word of God gonna enlighten you. The darkness inside your soul you will enlighten. The Word of God gonna enlighten you. Only open, please open the Bible." In Psalms 119, verse 130, "The entrance of your words give light. It gives understanding to the simple." It's really like when I feel bad inside me, if I open the Bible, it's going to change a little bit. That's the first friend, is your Bible. It's not a book. It's not some words. It's not a spiritual book only. No, it's not, for example, like a book of stories. No, the word, it's a Word of God. When I open the Bible to read, even I'm too weak, gonna enlighten my soul. St. John Chrysostom, he said, "The scripture is a spiritual medicine." Okay. "The scripture is a spiritual medicine.
The reading of the divine scriptures is like a safe harbor in the storms of life. The reading of the divine scriptures is like a safe harbor in the storm of life. When you have a storm, if you feel they're bad, if you feel weak, if you have sin, if you are far from God, if you feel like lost, only open the Bible and read. We know very well, like Abuna Lo Asideros. He loves a lot the Bible. But I had him in my mind. I asked it like when I was in the States, like before, like his departure, a few years before. So I asked Abuna Lo about something very important, about how to read how you read your kids. His kids are amazing. Do you, for example, pray with them, like teach them a lot of things? Like he said, no, I'm only staying at home if I'm at home. You know, the life of the priest is like out of home. So when I am home, I'm open the Bible, and they saw me only I'm reading the Bible. And when I talk to them, I talk them through verses. So I'm not using a regular word. I'm using words from the Bible. If I feel weak and I listen to the word of God, change the heart, even if I'm weak. In Jeremiah 23rd chapter 23, he said, is not my word like a fire? Oh yes, God, like your word is like a fire. Only St. Anthony, like you can imagine St. Anthony, listened only to a verse during the gospel and he left everything. St. Anthony, listen only. If you wanted to follow me, sell everything and follow me. And he listened to only the verse. He became St. Anthony, the great. So that's why if I feel weak, the first friend for me to carry me to God, his word. The second friend. So the first friend, he came to this paralyzed man and he said, like, now I'm going to help you. But obey that, can I help you? Really? He said, like, okay, what are you going to help? How are you going to help me? He said, first of all, I give you the word of God. You have to open my book and read. He said, I will obey. I'm going to do this. The second friend, he said, I am the Holy Church and the mysteries inside the sacraments. In confessions, a lot of like youth and everyone came to me and said, like, Abuna, we have an issue that we can't come to the church. We feel shame, and sometimes we can't take the communion because, like, we are sinners. St. John Chrysostom, he said, the church is not a courtroom, but a hospital. She does not condemn sinners, but heals them. The church is not a courtroom. I'm not judging anyone. If you come to the church and even like you repent and you like you come to Abuna and to like for example like to confess. And even I'm a sinner and I know that I'm a sinner. And we all sinners. St. Paul, he said, I am a sinner before you too. No one can judge. I can't judge anyone. Some people said, like, I can't come to the church because I feel like bad. If you are, for you can imagine, for example, like I feel bad inside, for example, like I have a problem, like physical issues or something like that I have, and I'm so tired or sick. And they said to me, you have to go to the hospital. Like I said, no, I'm going to be good. I feel bad. I can't go to the hospital. It's impossible. Who can help you? That's why I have to come to the church, because it's a hospital to heal me. That's why this is one of the main things I have to come. You can imagine, like, a few years ago, like, someone came to the church and he repented. I said this story, like, he 18 years away from the church. And he came to the church, and then when and he came inside the altar, and he said, like, I wanted to repent. I asked a question, why, what happened? He said, I was passing by the church, and I saw the church. I said, like, okay, I'm going to go inside the church. And once I smelled the incense, I remember when I was young, and my mother brought me to the church every single Sunday. The church is a hospital. When I'm inside the church, that's why the last week when I was, like, there was a noise a little bit during the communion. And the first time after I finished, like, the holy body, because I can't talk. That's why when I heard a noise, that's why I stopped talking. I stopped at the liturgy. But I can't talk. I can't say, for example, I have to be quiet. No. Because Christ is here. So, but after I finished, I talked to the congregation. I said, like, you can imagine that if God opened your eyes only to see what happened here inside the church while we are praying, you'll be surprised. You can't support. You can't endure this. One of the absolution that I'm reading in silent by the end of the liturgy, I said, thank you, God, that give us to eat your body and blood, that the archangels and the angels desire to see. They have a desire only to see. And you give us this opportunity to eat. You can imagine that we can't imagine what happened here. It's a part of from the heaven. You know why all the windows here are, we have like drawing all the pictures here. You can't see outside? No. We can't see outside. Only we see inside. It's different. We are moving everyone from the world to the heaven. That's why I can't see anything outside. I can't hear the heaven. So that's why the second friend, he's like, I am the church. I am the church. You have to come to the church. You have to come. You can't stop yourself to come to the church. The baptism where first reads from death to life. Confession, Christ renew this healing, saying again, your sins are forgiven. And Eucharist, enter the soul to the divine physician, giving life to what was weak. So the first, he said, the first friend, he said, like, I'm the word of God. You gonna read the word? Yes, I can read. I have to open. And the second friend said, I'm gonna help you. But you don't know who is me? Like he said, like, who are you? Like he said, I am the church. And the mystery inside the church. And the third friend, he said, I'm gonna help you. But you have to listen to me. Like though the paralyzed said, he said, like, who are you? Like I said, I am your spiritual father. One of the psychiatrists, he said, we know that in Christianity, they are helping each other because they have father of confession and spiritual father. That's one they don't need to psychiatrist outside. They have someone to talk. They have someone to guide them. That's why I have to find a spiritual father or my father of confession to talk, to reveal what is inside me. What Anthony the Great said in this part. He said, a man who follows his own judgment will soon perish, but he who obeys a spiritual father walks in safety. Nowadays, you can listen to the people. You know what? I can repent on my own. No, you can't. You can't. Yeah, it's easy to. Yes, this is right. The first step to repent, to go to under like the feet of Christ on the cross, and repent. And you have to find someone to guide you. By your own, you can't. That's why I have to obey. I have to listen to my spiritual father. And my father is looking to me over all. Like, for example, some people come to me, Abuna, we are praying the 12 Psalms, and we're praying, and we're doing 100 mitanias, and we're doing this and that. And I'm so good, thank God. So, starting for pride, a little bit. So, for example, I said, like, Habibi, okay, you have to pray only 3 Psalms, and do 3 mitanias only. Abuna, you have to increase, Abuna. You have to increase my mitanias, you have to increase the prayer. Habibi. Wahda, wahda. Not listening to the spiritual father, it's an issue, because he sees from out, from like overall. For example, when he sees someone is going like, yes, very well, but he has a pride in his spiritual life. You have to tell him, like, okay, step by step, calm. So that's why the third friend, he was like his spiritual father. He guides me in my life, in my spiritual life and my life. And the last one is like the fourth friend, like the fourth friend. He said, I'm going to come to you, I'm going to help you, I am the last one. But we have to carry you, to carry you all. That's why you have like four corners. So there is someone, he's very important in this corner. He said, I am your prayers and tears. Sometimes I feel shame because I can't even pray. And a lot of people said like that, Abuna, I can't stand before God and talk to him, and I know that I'm a sinner. He knows that you are sinners. He knows from like, even you're like, you don't think about it. He knows very well that we are all sinners. That's why in the beginning of the liturgy, there is a lot, another prayers for the priest, like he said, I know I am a sinner. In the beginning, like I start the prayer, I know that I'm a sinner. But he's accepting me. But I have to do a job. I have to do something. I have to pray. I have to ask him. Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, the tears that fall before God are greater than all other offerings. For through them the soul receives pardon and the heart is made new. I repeat it. The tears that fall before God are greater than all other offerings. For through them the soul receives pardon and the heart is made new. Sometimes I can't talk. Before God, I'm standing maybe before the icon of Christ and only looking to him. And I have a lot of things maybe in my heart, on my shoulders, and I can't talk. But sometimes only tears come down, drop. He's listening, you know what? Mary and Martha, after Lazarus' departure, Mary, she was at home. And when Jesus Christ asked about her, she came to him. She couldn't talk. She has something in her heart. She couldn't talk. She couldn't reveal it. Martha, she was debating with Christ a lot. if we see the conversation, it's a long conversation, which is a kind of God accepting this and accepting the other side. When I can't talk, and she has tears, and what happened after? Jesus wept. Christ has, like, he's feeling what we are feeling. He's living with me my life. If I have tears, he has tears too. So prayer is a cry of helplessness. The soul saying, Lord, have mercy, I am paralyzed. And Christ, seeing such humility, always responded with healing. And finally, the four friends, they said, I am your prayer. I am the Bible, the Word of God. I am the church. And I am Father of Confession or Spiritual Father who gonna guide you. Let's go to Christ together. And when they are on their way, they found a lot of obstacles. People outside, you can't go inside the house. And they said, like, okay, there's a problem here. Let's think about it. Let's go up and remove the roof. And here is, in front of Christ, I have to go outside my comfort zone. I have to remove this and I have to reveal it. Maybe I have to remove, to go to see Christ, I have to remove pride. Maybe to see Christ, I have to remove, for example, habit. I have to remove distraction, despair. I have to remove something to see Christ. You hear some obstacles. Maybe I'm talking a lot. Maybe I have a pride. Maybe I'm desperate. Maybe whatever. I'm so busy. I have to go outside my comfort zone. Saint Macarius the Great, he said, the soul must dig through the roof of its own heart, removing the earth of passions until it finds the light of Christ within. I repeat it again. Saint Macarius the Great said, the soul must dig through the roof of its own heart, removing the earth of passions until it finds the light of Christ within. Yes, the paralytic has stayed below, blocked by the crowd. He would never have met Christ. And I have excuses. I have Abuna, I'm so busy. Abuna, I have work. Abuna, I have kids. Abuna, I have. So we have a lot of excuses. But actually, no, I have to remove all these excuses to go and to see Christ. And finally, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. That's why when Christ saw the faith of the four friends, like I try, he saw that I go to my Father of Confession, or my spiritual father, I took guidance. Or I come to the church to pray, and all the prayers helped me. He saw my tears, my prayer, my repentance. He saw that I try to open his word, his Bible, and to read the word. And when he saw that, and he saw that I tried even to remove some obstacles, and he's gonna say, son, your sins are forgiven. Easy? Yes. He's accepting me. Saint Ambrose writes, he said, the faith of another can heal you if you are joined to him in love. By the way, Some people said, for example, like, Abuna, can you pray for me? So I learned a lesson when I was in monastery. So usually when someone asks for prayers, let's say like, Our Lord Rabbeinu Ma, God be with you, God bless you. So one of the monks, he said like, and that's it? Like, what am I going to say? I'm going to pray for him for sure? Like, yeah, but I said, like, God bless him. Like, and you remember his name? Like, I said, no, I forgot his name. So what do you think? You have to write his name and you have to remember his, you have to remember the name and put it on the altar. So he said, you have your phone, you have your note. If anyone asks you for prayer, write his name, and beside his name, you have to write exactly the prayer, what he needs. And after that, when you pray in your room or you pray inside the altar, put exactly everything, all the names. So I have note, I have the names, I have to pray. So that's why even if someone asks you, another one, for example, like, pray for me, write his name and pray for him. Your prayers gonna help him. Maybe I can pray. Maybe my prayers gonna help him too. So again, the last things, which is like a conclusion, a spiritual journey of repentance, it's coming from like awakening through the word of God, return to the church, submission to spiritual guidance, deep prayer and tears, breaking the roof of the heart, hearing the word of forgiveness, and walking in newness of life, which is exactly like Jesus Christ said, like, okay, go. Not only your sin is forgiven, no, walk. That's why after I finish, after I feel like I reveal what is inside my heart to my Father of Confession, I feel satisfied. After I finish, after I take the communion and I repent before, I feel clean. I feel like something happened inside me. So that's why he said, son, your sins are forgiven. In Mark, the second chapter number 2, he said, we never saw anything like this. Every time we come to the church, we're going to say, we never saw anything like this. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Volten u oste mosten ti o ones.
En sofia the proschomen, kyrieleison chen omethmi.
Truly we believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence was the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffering and was buried. On the third day he rose dead, according to the scriptures. Ascended into the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again, his glory, to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life. Ten goste vol chai ten ti anastansi senteni ref mon nem pi on chen te pi on es neio a
Schliele Flogison, es muere ne paar.